Good morning. My name is Paul Pretty, and I'm the student and college director at our LifePoint Delaware campus. Thanks for joining the LifePoint Drivecast. In the message this past Sunday, we studied 2 Corinthians 12, and we really focused in verses 7 through 10, trying to understand how sometimes it's the most challenging seasons in life when we really have opportunities to experience the incredible grace and power of Jesus. The Apostle Paul sums that thought up well with his words in verse 10 when he says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." And when you think about that statement, it seems contradictory, right? How can I be strong when I'm weak? Aren't I strong when I feel strong? When life is good and things are put together, aren't I strong then? Well, think of it this way. My wife and I, we have a 7-month-old son. And sometimes when he's content and he's happy as can be, sitting, playing with his toys, we'll just look at him and we'll miss him and we'll want to hug him or give him a kiss or something. And so we'll go up to him, we'll try to give him a hug. And what he does is he gives us this hard two-handed shove in the chest sometimes, right? Or when we try and kiss him, he turns his head away from us. He tries to avoid our hugs and kisses. And look, I think if we're being totally honest with ourselves, that's oftentimes the same thing that we do when everything's good and peaceful and content in our lives. We begin to rely on our own strength and our own power. And what we do is we give that two-handed shove to God, and we allow ourselves to drift away from God when we're overly confident in our finances and our health and in any material thing. Not necessarily that those are inherently evil things, but what can eventually happen is that they do, or they can, cause us to drift away from God. And what we see in this passage is that, look, Paul has this amazing revelation and vision from God, something so incredible it really can't even be spoken about, something that if he were to brag or boast about something, this would be it, right? Something that would become so easy for Paul to rely upon for his strength, for him to become conceited, for him to become prideful in what he's experienced. Would have been so easy for Paul to rely upon that for his strength. But what Paul tells us is that in order to keep him humble, to prevent him from becoming conceited about what he's experienced, he's actually given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan to pester him. And look, while we don't know what that thorn is, commentators agree it's likely some form of physical ailment. But again, we don't really know what that is. What it does, it ensures Paul's humility, right? Paul's weakness forces him to rely not on his own strength, but rather on the strength, the grace, the power of Jesus to sustain him, to help him endure, to allow him to carry on the ministry he'd been given. What Paul is then told by Jesus is that, look, Jesus says, "My power is perfected in weakness," and that "my grace is sufficient for you." Jesus says, "My power is perfected in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you." And what Jesus is telling Paul is, look, that no matter what we experience in life, when we turn to Jesus, when we rely on his power, his grace, it's enough to carry us through anything. Jesus is enough. Paul ends up saying that he'll actually boast in his weakness, not in what makes him special or incredible or make us think of him greater, but actually what makes us think of him as weak. Because when he boasts in weakness, when he experiences weakness, that's when he experiences the power of Christ resting upon him. That's when Christ dwells in him and rests upon him to help him endure, to help him persevere. When he is weak, he experiences the power of Jesus all the more. Right, I think sometimes when we experience hardship, we can get it into our mind that somehow that hardship means that God's angry with us, that because we're experiencing a trial or difficult season in life, it means God's favor has gone from us, his face is turned away from us, he's punishing us somehow. But what we see in this passage is that, look, God can use that hardship, or as the Apostle Paul says, that weakness, those insults, hardships, the persecutions, the calamities, God can use these things to cause us to rely on his power. So for you this morning, what I hope you can rest on and rest in is not running away from trial necessarily, not running away from hardship, certainly not feeling as though it's a punishment from God. When we experience illness or when we experience persecution for our faith, when we struggle with anxiety or fear or depression, that we don't view that as a punishment, but rather as an opportunity to have Jesus's power rest upon us, to dwell in us, and to sustain us. And I hope you can rest in that peace this morning. I think when we do that, what happens is we become showcases for Christ's power, right? Suddenly people are confused about, okay, how in the world are you carrying on through what it is you're dealing with? And what happens is they see Jesus's power shining through, because that's the only explanation, right? We become showcases for Jesus's power. So let's take some time to pray this morning. Maybe you're experiencing a hardship right now. Maybe it's something you have no control over, right? Something physically or mentally, maybe. I just want to encourage you to pray for the power of Jesus to rest in and upon you this morning. That you would feel the perfection of his power through your weakness. And look, maybe you're in a place right now where life is good, life is great, and praise the Lord for that. But maybe there's also opportunity in that to take radical steps of obedience that forces you to rely on Jesus' power in a way that you've never done before. So let's take time to pray this morning. Thanks for joining the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day.